I'd like to start with a question to our boys and girls who are going to receive First Communion. Let me see who's first in raising his or her hand. Do you know who Simba is? Oh, someone there raised their hand. Who is Simba? Guys, you don't know? You're asking yourself, what does he have to do with First Communion, right? Who's Simba? The Lion King, right? The King of the Jungle. We all want to be the King of the Jungle. But today the Lord calls us sheep. Ah, it's not as good as king, right? And yet, I think that we all sometimes feel like lambs. We look for someone to guide us, to nurture us, to care for us, to guide us. When we are hurt, we want someone to reach out and assist us. And we are told that the sheep of this flock, the lambs, hear the voice of their shepherd. This is amazing about sheep. They really recognize the voice of their shepherd. Let me tell you a story that I heard from Bishop Sabatini. He's a retired Scalabrinian bishop, a member of my community. He tells that when he was in the Middle East once, he saw flocks of sheep coming all together to drink at the same brook. The shepherds sat down and made some tea that they shared among themselves and spent some time in quiet relaxation. At a certain point, one of them stood up and he turned to the sheep and said, "Mana, mana," which in Arabic, I believe, means "follow me." And the sheep that belonged to him all moved toward him in unison, while the others continued grazing and drinking. Then a second shepherd stood up and also cried out, "Mana, mana," and his own sheep started following him. So Bishop Sabatini became curious and asked the third shepherd that was remaining, said, "Do you mind if I try calling them, see what happens?" He smiled and said, "Go ahead." And so the bishop yelled, "Mana, mana," not one sheep moved. They knew it was not their shepherd. And so the bishop asked the shepherd, "So they will not listen to any word by yours?" And he said, "Well, if they get sick, they might get confused and follow the wrong person. Only when they are sick, they are unable to discern the voice of the shepherd." This is so beautiful. It reminds me of something that happens to me all the time. I get many phone calls. And sometimes people say, "Father, it's me." And I feel embarrassed and say, I'm sorry, me who? Who are you? I don't recognize your voice. However, every Sunday I get an international long distance phone call from my mom. And she only says, "Ciao," which is the Italian way of saying hi. "Ciao." And I know it's my mom. I recognize her voice. So the question is, do we recognize the voice of Jesus? When does he speak to us? Well, he speaks to us in Holy Scripture every time we read from the Bible, even more every time we hear the Word of God proclaimed. He speaks to us. He speaks to us when we pray. We can hear his voice in our heart, not in our ears, but we feel it in our hearts. In a very special way, we hear the voice of the shepherd when we receive communion. Boys and girls, today you have the great opportunity to receive the Eucharist and enter into communion with Jesus. And at that moment, if you're not distracted, if you're focused, if you're willing, the Lord will speak to you. You will be able to hear God's voice. Once again, not in your ears, in your heart. And I know already what God is going to tell you. I know. He told me. He will tell you, I love you. Follow me. I will take care of you. Just like a sheep takes care of his sheep. If the wolves attack, I will defend you. If you get hurt, I will carry you on my shoulders. You know, if you visit Rome and go to the catacombs are caves and underground tunnels where the Christians would hide during the Roman persecutions. And they became also cemeteries where they buried their martyrs, their saints, and they gathered there to pray, to celebrate Mass, underground. Well, you will find there paintings of the Lord. You will not find crucifix. You will not find crosses. You will find the Good Shepherd. The early church loved the image of the Good Shepherd. But do we hear his voice? Remember that old ad by Verizon, can you hear me now? That's what the Lord is telling us. Can you hear me today? Do you hear my voice? Let me tell you another story, boys and girls, about how we can hear the voice of the Good Shepherd. It's also a story that I heard from Bishop Sabatini. He says, one day, it was high noon in the downtown area of a large city. As usual, the streets were buzzing with activity, crowds of people scurrying to lunch, auto horns honking, brakes screeching, a siren wailing. Two men were walking down the street, and one of them was from the city. The other was a farmer visiting his friend. Suddenly the farmer stopped, and he said, hold on, I hear a cricket. His friend said, are you kidding? A cricket? If there were a cricket downtown, which I doubt there is, you wouldn't be able to hear it. But the farmer stopped again, listened intently, and then walked a few steps to a bush that was growing in a cement planter, moved some leaves, and guess what? He found the cricket. His friend said, wow, what great ears you have. But he replied, no, my ears are as good as yours. The only thing is that I've been trained to hear animals, while you have been trained to not hear them. You hear what you want to hear. Let me give you an example, he said. And he took out of his pocket a handful of coins, and he dropped them on the sidewalk, and the heads of everyone in that block turned. They all heard the coins drop, but they could not hear the cricket sing. We hear what we want to hear. Do we hear the voice of the Lord? If we do, we will recognize it, because we were made by the Word of God. So if we hear it, we will recognize it. That's actually why we believe. That's why we have faith. The good news that is proclaimed to us sounds familiar. We recognize it. We recognize the voice that speaks it. Indeed, the Word of God is the center of our faith. We believe because we heard it. And you, boys and girls, today are going to hear that voice of Jesus strongly in your heart. If you enter into communion with the Lord, when you receive the body and blood of Christ. One final story. This is for all of us. It's a story that you will find on the internet. There are many versions of it. I chose this one that is simple and short. It's about an elderly priest who had spent many, many years, all of his life, serving the Lord, and now was about to retire. So his parishioners decided to throw a party for him. And they invited all his friends, all the parishioners, among them a famous actor, Richard Burton. He was invited to recite poems to the assembly. And as he did that, everyone applauded his great skills. And he asked the priest that was retiring, would you like, Father, for me to recite something for you? And he said, yes, please. Could you recite my favorite psalm, Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. And so Richard Burton recited with great eloquence the psalm, the Lord is my shepherd. At the end, everyone applauded. It was a magnificent performance. But at that moment he said, Father, now I would like for you to recite this, your favorite psalm. And so the elderly priest stood up and slowly began to read, to pray by heart the psalm. And he said, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose, and so forth. At the end, when he finished, there was great silence in the hall. All were praying. Some were moved to tears. And so Richard Burton said, you know the difference between you and me, Father? I know the psalm, but you know the shepherd. Let us pray that we, that you boys and girls, today, may get to know the shepherd, may get to know Jesus, that you may hear his voice, and that you may know that he knows you and invites you to follow him. Amen.